This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's talk about the fishing that I expect we'll be getting for the next month, both on the smallmouth and in the drought. The large smallmouth often go into the protected feeding stations on the river at this time of the year. The ideal feeding station, from the experience I get fishing here, primarily on the North Fork, are these back eddies. Now, a back eddy forms on the slow side of the river opposite the heavy current. Heavy riffle shooting down here, opposite side of the river, is a great big lazy Susan. Sometimes these might be from 15 to 50 feet in diameter, and they may be up to 6-8 feet deep. I have one we fish very regularly that holds a lot of big bass in it. But this is a great big back eddy, lazy Susan, on the slow side of the river. The reason the bass go in there are twofold. One, they don't have to fight the current. The second thing, these back eddies are loaded with minnows. My favorite flies to fish these are the Murray's Tungsten Conehead Marauder in black, also in pearl, and also in olive. I swim these right along the stream bottom just as slowly as I can. The bass are a little lethargic, so when they hit those, you want to sock it to them. I use a firm line hand strike and also lift the rod real quickly. As soon as I feel that strike, I nail them as quickly as I can. But this is good fishing, a lot of big bass, and they will be in there most of the winter. So this is well worthwhile. Now, let's talk about our stock trout streams. They've just stocked Big Stony right here at Edinburgh. Lod Boy was in here just a minute ago, had real good fishing. You can fish these with nymphs probably more effectively than you can with dries or streamers. I like to do a two-fly rig. Say a Mr. Rapidan olive soft tackle on a 14 and fish that about 18 inches below Murray's Black Stonefly nymph in about a size 12. I go right in below the riffle. Now, remember on these stock streams, they're putting these little green signs about the size of a little shoebox. They put those green signs up in the areas they're stocking. So I go in below those areas, way downstream, cast across stream right below those riffles, and swim those nymphs right across the bottom, wading carefully. The water's clear, so wade cautiously and work your way downstream from riffle to riffle to riffle. The browns, and especially the rainbows, tend to go downstream from the area they're stocking. So by wading downstream and wading very cautiously, you can really get into some nice fish. If you have any questions on this, stop in. I'll go over the maps with you. But it's a lot of fun. Weather right now is ideal. And from what I gather out of the weatherman, it's going to probably stay pretty good most of the month. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Come on in and let me go over the maps with you, and I'll be glad to help you. Thank you for being with us.